tweet at TodaySOR.
Last night we saw the first one-to-one debate of election 2020 between the leaders of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. Leo Varadkar and Micheál Martin argued about health, crime, pensions, unity and their choice of future coalition partners. But who edged it on the night and who made the biggest gaffe? Well, I'm joined in studio now by Fergal Purcell, former government press secretary for Fine Gael and now head of public affairs with Eadleman. Mary O'Rourke, former Fianna Fáil minister, former Taoiseach, is in our Athlone studio. And Kevin Doyle, head of news at Independent News and Media, is on the phone. Mary O'Rourke, how were you calling it after last night's debate?
Well, I'll tell you what I thought. I thought who won it was Mary Lou by not being there. I, as the debate went on, it was they were very equal. And I know the purpose of us talking this morning is to talk about last night's debate. But I am left with a firm impression that the person who will gain and the party that will gain will be Sinn Féin and Mary Lou.
Why?
Because she wasn't there. And I mean, I know it was the two main leaders. I understand that point. But she represents a major party in Dáil Éireann. Therefore, she represents a major amount of people.
But can she be Taoiseach?
Pardon?
Can she be Taoiseach?
Well, I don't think so, no. Why do you ask me that?
Because this was a debate between the alternative Taoiseach.
Yes, well, we don't know what the outcome will be. I myself don't think she would be Taoiseach, but I do think she should have been there.
And do you think RTE, for instance, should abandon the plan for a head-to-head at the end, 3 days before voting, and bring in Mary Lou as well?
Well, I'd like them to consider it, because I do think there was a noticeable gap. I mean, I would expect, I don't know, I don't do social media, but I would expect that all round there would be a general feeling today, why wasn't she there?
Right, that's an interesting point. Kevin Doyle, can I come to you now of the Independent News and Media? What was your overall assessment?
Sean, I think Leo shaded it by a little bit. There was no, I suppose, great gap between the two of them, as Mary has said. But I would give it to him on the basis that he brought something new to the table. And I don't mean by way of policy, because I don't think we heard anything new in policy terms from either leader last night. But by way of personality, he took us down a new path, which we hadn't seen before. And he substituted humility for empathy. So he has admitted now that he has a struggle with empathy and that he sometimes doesn't have the words, which is an extraordinary statement for a man who represents us on the world stage to admit that he can't scramble together a few words to make us think that he understands the homeless or the health crisis. But he did a lot of humility last night, admitting that they'd got some things wrong, that they have to do better. And I think in reference to homeless people, he said, we let people down. So on that basis, I think he brought something new to the table that Micheál
Martin
probably
didn't. On the other hand, Fergal Purcell, I see a tweet or a text from one of our listeners. Micheál Martin won the debate. This new humble Leo we saw last night is straight from the very expensive PR and spin team around him.
Well, they say if you can take fake sincerity in politics, you're going to make it. I think kind of Kevin nails it there. I mean, it's a really risky thing to do live on air, middle of debate, middle of a campaign, to actually try to communicate the fact that you care, and just that you have a difficulty communicating that fact or finding the words in any given moment. He even went as far as to say, I'm not as good as you at it, Micheál Martin. So, I mean, that's...
Yeah, I think we can actually hear that now, Fergal, and come straight back to you.
Yeah, I know people say that about my party, and I know they say it about me, but I care deeply about our country. I care deeply about the problems that people face. I probably can't put it into words as well as my opponent does, but I do it in my actions. We now have the second highest minimum wage in Europe. We reversed all the cuts to welfare, to disability, to carers that were made by previous governments. I brought in things like paternity benefit and parental leave so parents could spend more time with their kids. And I show my empathy. I show the fact I care in the work I do. Maybe I don't say the right words, but I showed them the work I do, and
Micheál Martin,
shouldn't that matter?
Well, again,
for
you mentioned the characteristics that you suggest would define me and define others, but I would put it to you that even on those social issues, you know, I led from the front in relation to those, and I created a freedom of conscience among our party members, and that was actually a key changing point within the Dáil itself, and we built a national consensus cross-party with people with different views deeply held, and that was, I think, a very significant contribution to how the Dáil worked the last time, and in terms of how changes occurred.
So that's that exchange. Fergal Purcell, I mean, is he faking it? I mean, he knows he's got a problem with perception and he says, oh, well, I don't have the... I'm not articulate like Micheál Martin, but watch my actions, not my words.
Yeah, well, judge me by my actions. And look, all I can say is the person I know certainly has plenty of empathy but had a difficulty communicating it in public. I think the idea that you could get to this point of the campaign and not have addressed it by now in the way he did is probably coming at this point better late than never. But, I mean, to say it was still very skillful done and a really, really high wire act to say, judge me by my actions. That's a veiled criticism of Fianna Fáil's actions over the years and another way of criticising Fianna Fáil. I mean, he's comparing his record with that of Fianna Fáil. So he pivoted. He didn't just acquire humility in his language. What he did was he used it to say that I have done things, we have done things as a party that you haven't, and we will continue to do that. That's so he didn't, it had a political undertone, if you like.
Mary O'Rourke, did you find that persuasive?
Well, yes, to a certain extent, but I wondered when he went on about it. And another thing struck me. I thought when it all unfolded and there were three men in dark blue suits, pale shirts, a tie each, I thought to myself, oh, it's more of the same, more of the same. And I do think that whoever Fargal, whoever coached Leo for the event, they told him not to smile at all. Whereas if you were having a normal conversation with somebody, you would have a smile about something. But he had no smile. He just kept that very reserved face on him and he spoke. Now, I do think, now that I've got the Mary Lou off my chest, I do think that there was very little between the two of them. You know, they look the same height, same clothes, same things to be said. And I thought, as a lively debate, it didn't at all measure up to what used to be the Garrett and the Charlie and looking back and Bertie and whoever he was with. They were sort of more lively. It is because I think we've got a bit bored with all of the conversation. We've got a bit bored, have we, with the arguments? I don't know. But there was no spark, what I would call a definite spark.
Yes, and very early on in the debate, the issue of confidence and supply arose. Leo Varadkar asked if he would return the favour in the next Dáil if Fianna Fáil won more seats.
Well, our intention, and with the people's help, we want to merge, obviously, as the largest party in that case.
Would you enter into a confidence and supply, as they did with you, just to give the country stable government?
It's not my preference, but if it's the only way that we can form a stable government in this country, I'm willing to work with Fianna Fáil, whether that means a constant supply arrangement or whether it means coalition. But okay, it's not my preference. I prefer to form a coalition with old allies like Labour and Independents, okay, perhaps new
Micheál,
ones
it's
like
there
the Greens.
On a plate for you if you wanted a confidence and supply.
First, we need to be grown up.
First of all, we've been very grown up in the last 5 years, Leo. You haven't been so grown up. I mean, you've just talked about Fianna Fáil facilitating a confidence and supply agreement, and yet you go around the place for the last week or two calling us reckless. And there's been more personal attacks from Fine Gael on me than there has been on policies around education, childcare and other areas. That's the type of campaign you've run.
And Kevin Doyle, Micheál Martin seemed to skirt away from the question of would he reciprocate? And, you know, the issue was put to him very directly, as it indeed was put to him by Enda Kenny after the last election, a straight up Fianna Fáil Fine Gael coalition. He dodged that.
Yeah, he pivoted off the original question, and even after the debate last night, when leaving the TV studio where a variety of journalists from different publications were waiting for him outside the building, he more or less ran away from the question of whether or not he would be willing to talk to Leo Varadkar about a coalition after the election takes place. So it was an interesting one for Leo Varadkar to throw out there so early, not just in the actual debate last night, but quite early in the campaign. And it also kind of struck me that it was a little bit odd because at another point during the debate last night, Leo Varadkar said that every coalition Fianna Fáil ever entered into ended in tears, and that it went boom and bust, and basically talked about how Labour and the Greens had been destroyed in the past by coalitions that they'd gone into with Fianna Fáil, while at the same time suggesting that Fine Gael could go in with them. So I think this one needs to be probed a little bit further.
Mary?
Yeah, I agree with that. At that point, the same thing struck me. you know, you can't say one thing and when the other fact is staring you in the face. And I thought that was quite timely. But it was difficult for Pat Kenny to pick up on every single thing that was said or was not said. But it was an interesting thing to say. Would you go for coalition? Would you not? Or would you enter into another confidence and supply? Which Leo Varadkar has never, and neither has any member of his government ever said, yes, we wouldn't be here in the positions we're in, except there was confidence and supply from Fianna Fáil. They've accepted it all and just went their merry way. And I do think there's a lack of feeling in that. He's saying, well, we go that road again. But, I mean, who would put up with the constant insults in the Dáil chamber that he traded with on Micheál Martin all the time? I think that was a bit rich now to say, oh yes, we would do that. For what? For yeah, what purpose?
Very personal. Leo Varadkar seems to be astounding Fianna Fáil people with his ingratitude, if I can put it like that.
Yeah, I suppose it's been a really unique scenario for a long time now, in that the kind of the confidence and supply arrangement is kind of unique in the history of the state and the way the government is being supported. But I mean, if you think about it, Leo's offer is a product of the numbers. I mean, if Fine Gael are going to rule out so emphatically anything with Sinn Féin, and there's going to be some sort of stability in any next government, that has to be tabled. But I remember distinctly the offer being made the last time, and I was sent out with a piece of paper out to the plane to the journalists before I got back with the offer that Enda was making to Micheál Martin. Before I got back, it had been refused. I mean, I didn't even get to retake my seat.
Presumably it had been made privately by Enda Kenny directly.
Oh, yeah, for sure. To announce it to the media, if you like. Sorry, yeah, to announce it to the media, for sure. I mean, before I got back, it was off the table. But it's a product of the numbers, and Leo was talking about stability. But it is interesting, to Kevin's point, that it's happening this early in the election cycle.
Yeah, and one other point on that one, Mary O'Rourke, you were talking about the merits of having Mary Lou in the debate. I mean, do you think it is right that Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil should so virulently rule out coalition with Sinn Féin?
Well, they both have their reasons and they express that very clearly. But I wonder, Sean, I lived as a minister through we will never, ever, ever join a coalition. And lo and behold, the PDs came in, as you know. So I keep a little reservation in my mind about that virulence, no, being expressed by both of the big parties. I do.
Yes, another moment in the debate that a lot of people are talking about in the aftermath was the leader's response to whether they had ever taken illegal drugs.
Final question to both, an honest answer. Have you ever taken illegal drugs in
Absolutely.
Any shape or form?
No, I never have.
You ever, Edgar?
You know, I answered that question in a hot press interview about 12 or 13 years ago, and I answered it truthfully.
Which is?
Which is? The answer that you did?
Yes, but it was obviously a long time ago.
A long time to get to the answer as well, Kevin.
Yeah, it was an excruciating pause. The answer wasn't the problem itself. It was actually that long pause that perhaps made Leo Varadkar look more guilty than he should have for whatever he may have done in his youthful years. I mean, the drugs question, I'm surprised that they didn't see it coming, given that everything that has happened in the last couple of weeks and the debate that has taken place. I think people will respect the fact that he at least gave an honest answer. Michael D. Higgins has admitted to it. Brian Cowan has admitted to it. So it's not like he is breaking new ground here, but that long pause suggests that he didn't realise that question might come up and it didn't look well.
Fergal, was it damaging?
No, I don't think so, actually. I think it was excruciating for sure, and it was an awkward moment for him. But he's on the record for 9 years having said it. I think it actually came up at the hustings last week as well, up in Drogheda, around that appalling affair that's going on up there at the moment. But I think people of a certain generation understand kind of the realities of it, and the fact that he's on the record having said it, and eventually getting to the point last night.
Yeah, well, I didn't like that long wait while he, in his mind, must have been saying, what'll I say? What'll I do? What'll I say? I thought that
possibly makes him more relatable, Mary. I mean, in the moment, he genuinely had a difficult moment.
Well, it was a very difficult moment. But if you are in the position of Taoiseach, you must be ready and you must have your mind clear about what you mean to say, how you mean to say it, and you must respond. It was very noticeable. And I watched his eyes and his face, and he took a definite droop down. And then, I don't know, all the coaching that must have gone on into that debate, from both sides, I'm sure, all the coaching must have left him feeling bereft. He wasn't able at that moment for an answer, which I thought particularly odd.
Well, to borrow a phrase from somebody you know well, or knew well, Mary Rourke, it's the little things that trip you up.
Oh, that poor Albert, yes, indeed.
Okay, listen, my thanks to the three of you, Mary O'Rourke and Athlone, Fergal Purcell, former government press secretary for Fine Gael, and also Kevin Doyle, head of news at Independent News and Media. Thank you very much indeed. We'll take a break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.